Hello, it's Thursday, January the 13th, and we are in Revelation chapter 7. Yesterday we saw the vision depicting the same time period as chapter 6 on the four horsemen of the apocalypse. So from the resurrection of Christ right through to the day of judgment. So, but yesterday we saw that although there is evil in the world, there isn't as much evil as there could be because these four angels are holding back the four corners of the earth, preventing the winds from blowing, preventing the spirits, preventing the four horsemen of the apocalypse from doing their worst. And the reason for the delay is given now in chapter 7. Then I saw another angel ascending from the rising of the sun with a seal of the living God, and he called with a loud voice to the four angels who had been given power to harm earth and sea, "Do not harm the earth or the sea or the trees until we have sealed the servants of our God on their foreheads." Well, the question is, what is this seal? This has nothing to do with the seven seals of the book that are being opened, but this is another seal that is placed on the forehead of God's redeemed people. Well, Paul uses the word seal, sphragis in Greek, and he uses it in 2 Corinthians 1:22 and Ephesians 1:13 and Ephesians 4:30 to be a reference to the Holy Spirit, so that the Holy Spirit is the seal. Now, Christians and Reformed Christians have been divided as to whether the seal is something that the Holy Spirit does, like giving you assurance. And you'll remember that in Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress, Christian is given a certificate, which is called the seal. And you remember at one point he leaves it on a bench. He sits down on a bench, he falls asleep, and then awakes in a hurry and realizes that he needs to go. And he goes on, but then realizes he's lost the seal. And it's a reference to the loss of assurance. I rather think, and that is true, but I rather think that the seal here is not something that the Holy Spirit does, but the seal is the Holy Spirit himself. He gives us the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit indwells us. The Holy Spirit witnesses with our spirits that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. So the reason why these four spirits, angels are holding back the four spirits, the four horsemen of the apocalypse, is in order that God's elect, God's Christians, will be granted the Holy Spirit, the gift that Christ sends down on the day of Pentecost. So in other words, it's another way of saying until the number of the elect is complete. Well, we'll look further into Revelation 7 next Monday. But for now, have a wonderful weekend.